had the national media attention and possibly international attention on Colin Kill in relation to Brexit and all the important decisions being made and planning for the future of government. And it is ironic to think that, you know, in this day and age, what the people at Glen Colin Kill are facing in the next couple of weeks is that their local guard won't have access to a patrol car, won't be able to answer a call, won't be able to attend to their needs. So again, there was another seminar in Dublin yesterday taking place about community safety, hosted by the police and authorities. So our members are sick of hearing all this talk, all these workshops, all these announcements, when the reality on the ground is that we don't have the basic tools to do our job. That's the second car that will be gone out of service in Ballyshannon. We're told they might get one before the end of the year. I understand there's a number of vehicles in Inishowen have recently gone out of service. There's still no patrol car in Ballybuffet, as I say, on the border, busy place. And Letterkenny's station is operating without one car, and Milford has no district car. So the thing is absolutely, it's becoming critical on the ground for our members, and there seems to be nobody addressing this issue and only even acknowledging, because the spin coming out from Garda headquarters of the government is that there's unprecedented spending on budgets on Garda Síochána. But as I said, the reality on the ground for our members is very far from that, and the situation is seems to be deteriorating, and it's not even been acknowledged that there's a problem.
And why do you think Garda HQ aren't acknowledging the problem if there is such a vast amount of resources declining, particularly in Donegal, Gardaí, not able to really carry out their duties properly?
I just can't answer that question, Captain. And again, I come back to this question. The level of oversight, the number of bodies who are in place and being paid for by the taxpayer to ensure policing is delivered to a high standard, and yet the very, very basics. I mean, you know, if you employ someone to dig a hole and you don't give them a shovel, it's surely a waste of money. You know, training guards, having them there, in fairness, we are getting extra guards, but if we can't employ people, I mean, transport is just a basic need. It defies logic, but again, we're in this strange place where logic doesn't seem to apply.